UWS recently hosted a free Veterans Expo. It's something that they do every year. Monty Stewart is the Veteran and Non-Traditional Student Center Coordinator at UWS, and he joins us this morning on the phone. Hey, Monty, good morning.
Good morning. How are you doing?
Nice to have you along with us this morning. Tell us a little bit about this annual event. You even had the Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs Secretary as your keynote speaker.
Yeah, so this is something we've hosted. This is our fourth annual year that we've done it. We collaborate with Douglas County Veterans Service Office to put on this event. And so really I think it's a great opportunity for veterans to come out and even, you know, civilians alike to learn about some of the different resources that are available for veterans, different ways to get involved within the community.
You know, we've talked with various veterans before, and they say that sometimes, I'm thinking back to a community conversations that we did, and we had a group of veterans in the studio, and they were talking, and they said sometimes when it comes to services, veterans tend to think, I'm okay, I'll leave that for somebody else to take advantage of. How do you try to convince veterans that there are perhaps services or programs or just things that it's okay for them to take advantage of?
You know, that definitely is a difficult thing at times, and I'd say that's something that, you know, if I had the right answer and knew that we, you know, could do that with every veteran, I think you know, we'd be, it'd be amazing. But unfortunately, you know, I think it's just creating that connection point with each veteran and making sure that they know that, you know, it is okay for them to you know, take advantage of these resources because, you know, they've done so much for us and for this country. So it's important for them to be able to look at that and reflect and say, it's okay for us to take advantage of you know, because of what we did.
You need to somehow write it into the fine print. So it's like, well, you know, you signed this contract and because you signed the contract, it says that you get to take advantage of these things, and so you really kind of have to do that, maybe. Convince them that somehow things are going to waste if they don't take advantage of them. I'm just trying to figure out psychologically how you try to convince a veteran, perhaps, to take advantage of some of these things. The other thing that we hear about, too, are so many veterans that are struggling with, you know, perhaps not in this community, but we don't know for sure, veterans that are struggling with substance abuse or mental illness or are just generally finding it really difficult to make the transition back into civilian life. And that raises the question, are you getting to the people that you need to get to?
You know, I think we're trying our best. You know, we're working here at UW-Superior to reach out to these to the student veterans we have here. And I would say we're, you know, we're trying to keep veterans away from isolation and really create those connections and keep that, you know, family structure that maybe they had from the military that they maybe don't have once they're back into civilian life. So we're trying to make that transition for them easier because we see a lot of veterans coming directly from active duty and coming right into college. So it's trying to create those connection points for them and kind of keep some of the same structure that, you know, they wouldn't otherwise have as they get back into civilian life. So I would say we're doing the best we can over here, and I know I can, you know, say the same for a lot of our county veteran service offices.
You know, I hadn't thought about it that way before, that perhaps many veterans go from living at home with their folks to right into the military, and they maybe don't have that kind of transition period of college, perhaps, where you're kind of half a part of a family, your family of origin and your new student family in half, you know, you're kind of experimenting with independent living. Does that make it harder for veterans when they leave the service and all of a sudden that close camaraderie is gone?
Yeah, I would say it's definitely difficult. You know, the military has such a set structure to where, you know, they're being told what to do day in and day out. And then once you get out, you don't have that. So it can be really tough to adjust because, you know, they just don't have that set structure. So I think that's definitely a difficult thing, you know, especially for someone, like you said, you know, maybe they haven't had to do that before.
So if people know a veteran, if they've got a veteran in their life that they know or love, and whether the person just might have some, you know, a couple benefits here and there that maybe would be useful to them, or whether it's a veteran they know and love who's really struggling, what's the best way to encourage them to get help where you're perhaps more likely to be successful? Assuming, of course, you know, that everybody's different, but...
Mm-hmm. You know, I would think that, you know, if you have a family member, if there are veterans out there that are looking to see what's available for them, I would get in touch with your local county Veterans Service Office. Here in Douglas County, Brian and Carissa, they do a phenomenal job. And so I always like to get people in touch with them. And I know we have a lot of resources here at our Veteran and Non-Traditional Student Center as well. So we're very involved within the veteran community. So there's a lot of great resources out there. And I know people may not be aware of those. So I would say a lot of any veteran service organization that you may know of out there, I think getting them in touch with them, I think they know where to go from there.
And they may find people to talk to who are where they are. So they can say, well, you know, my little brother, my little sister, my mom doesn't get it, but I talk to these people and they get it.
Oh, definitely. You know, a lot of times fellow veterans with very similar experiences have went through the exact same things. So and still are maybe experiencing some of those same things. So there's definitely that relatability behind that.
Monty, thank you so much for joining us this morning. It was great to talk with you.
Yeah, thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Monty Stewart, our guest this morning on Northland Morning. He's the Veteran and Non-Traditional Student Center Coordinator at UWS.